You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1098. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and while I am really happy to have you all here listening today, I will say that our question comes from a listener who's having an extraordinarily difficult time and has reached out for help coping with her father's impending passing. We talk about grief here on the show sometimes. I think one thing we've all come to understand more through those episodes is that grief is not simple, nor is it predictable. But today, we will still do our best to help this listener brave the storm that lies ahead as we optimize your life. My father has a few months of life left after a very quick but traumatic battle with stage 4 lung and bone cancer. As someone who has never grieved for a human before, how can I prepare? Is there even a way to prepare for such grief? All nursing homes are locked down here, so I can't see him and may not see him before he passes. Okay, such an incredibly tough time for you right now, needless to say. I think I speak for all of us, both on the production team as well as all of our listeners, when I say that we are with you, and we are very, very sorry for what you're going through right now. But this is why we're all here, everyone. We're here to offer help and support to others when they need it, and we are here to remind those who are struggling that they aren't alone. Now, needless to say, there is a checklist you can start going over right now. There are some obvious things like preparing arrangements, making sure your father has his will in order, thinking about how you want to approach this with the kids, if there are any. There are some less obvious things you can do as well, like maybe studying up on the stages of grief to help you prepare. But the weird thing about that preparation, to me, is that the grieving has already started. When we have an inkling that a loved one is going to die and that it's unavoidable, I think the grieving process really starts in that moment. You're probably further along the journey than you think and are well on your way to making peace with this tragedy. For those who lose somebody suddenly, grief hits them unexpectedly, and they wish nothing more than to have what you have right now, you know, an opportunity to talk with their loved one. It's terrible that you can't see your father right now, of course, but it is still a gift that you have the chance to communicate with him when you know there won't be many chances left to do that. So use your remaining conversations with him meaningfully. Get closure if there's closure to be had. Laugh with him if there's laughter to be had. Once he's gone, you'll be wishing you had this one last shot. And this is your shot right now. So while I understand you want to prepare for life after he's gone, which I'll talk about now, try not to be anything but fully present and appreciative of the opportunity you've been given right now, the opportunity to still live with him, even if it is just through the phone. Once he does go, however, and it's still true now, but it probably seems less obvious, it's going to be important to recognize how wide this grief spreads. Now, it might sound strange, but this is about more than your dad. And once your dad has passed, the massive identity change for you and his other loved ones will start to present itself. Reacting positively in the wake of this change is going to help you and others immensely in this grieving process. Hopefully, your family and friends have good relationships and there's not much conflict you'll have to endure. But whether or not that's the case, it's important to remember that everyone is grieving and that everyone experiences grief differently. What that means is that for anyone to handle the grieving process as gracefully as possible, it's necessary to not judge ourselves or others for how they cope. You've obviously thought about how it's going to go after your father has passed, but I'd be very careful with those preconceptions and be as open as possible with the feelings you experience and the feelings that others experience. You know, if your uncle has to leave the funeral early, he can leave. Let him leave. If your brother can't muster the courage to give a eulogy, let him not give one. If you don't cry at all or as much as you thought, that's fine. These are not selfish things. In sensitive times such as this, we're often tempted to somehow stand up for someone, your father in this case, and stand up for whatever injustices we may think are being done unto them. Unless the circumstances are very extreme, this should really be avoided. Creating conflict and telling people how to grieve is the last thing anyone needs right now, so be sure to be understanding and patient with any irregular grieving patterns displayed by yourself or those close to your dad. By treating all of the bereaved with respect, you band together and you don't go through this alone. There's no reason to not find support in this difficult time. Support can come from being near other loved ones who are suffering from your father's loss. It can come from support groups, grief counselors, friends who have gone through something similar, and much more. It may be hard to find motivation, and you may be tempted to shut down for a while. If so, that's okay too. Pay attention to that. But if not immediately, the time will come when you realize the immense value there is in being around supportive people like the ones I just mentioned. You'll probably even value their lives more in the wake of your father's passing, understand? Now, individually, with the loss of a loved one tends to come a lot of self-questioning, and in ways, the loss of ourselves, really. You might question your choices and the path you've gone down. You might question your future a little bit, as you're also suffering the loss of who you thought you'd be with your father and the experiences you would have had together had he lived longer. These thoughts can obviously be difficult and distracting, but they're also very normal. To peacefully coexist with this kind of thinking while it's there, just be sure to remember and honor the things that make you you. What I'm saying is to keep taking care of yourself as best as you can amidst the meetings with lawyers and the depression, the consoling of family members, etc. Try to make time to do the things you love. Staying mentally and physically healthy during this time, it's not selfish at all. In fact, it's more important than ever, because you're going to need as much strength as possible during what will likely be one of the hardest phases of your life. An emphasis on phases, because it will pass. So if you have the energy to go to a party, don't shame yourself. It's okay to go. If you're having a hard time sleeping at night and you need to pass on a family gathering so you can catch up on rest, then do it. Grieving is a tough process, and adding restrictions to it, whether it be on your own grief or the grief of others, will only prolong it and cause unnecessary damage. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile Flowknit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/ORD. Okay, everybody, that is going to bring this one to a close. Sensitive subject matter today, but I hope you are all able to walk away reminded of how precious and vulnerable life is and the many challenges that it comes with. Many, many thanks to the woman who sent this question in for both her bravery and her trust in us. It really does mean a lot. It's our pleasure, and I certainly hope that this episode has helped you feel less alone during this difficult time, if nothing else. For everybody else, though, keep those questions coming. Whether you are struggling with something that's about relationships or not, you can email us at advice@oldpodcast.com with your concerns. You will hear back for sure, and we will do our best for you. But otherwise, thanks a lot for being here today, and I will look forward to seeing you all tomorrow in the Sunday show, where your optimal life awaits.